lazy.
Shea 45 is the morning after, and I'm Angela Yee. And my guy Saigon is here.
Boom, 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 boom. What's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up?
Wake up.
The Yard Father.
That's right.
I saw him yesterday. He had on a Yard Father t-shirt, and he promised to give me one, but it's...
And I got one to send
you know
a car.
What guys say, right? It's in the car.
It's in the car.
It's in the mail.
Don't worry, I'll give it to you later when I take you out.
This is bullshit.
Cut the bullshit. Cut the bullshit.
Now, Saigon, I haven't seen you in a while, but a lot has happened since I see you. Now, we all know you had a baby.
Yeah, man. Little girl.
A little girl.
Rainbow.
God bless you, boy.
How's your daughter now?
She's 2.
2 years old. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going good.
Change your life?
She live in California, so I don't get to see as much as I could, but I fly her out sometimes, and she loved me to death, man. Even though we don't see each other like little periodic times, she...
Right.
I'm her favorite.
She knows.
I'm her favorite.
She knows. That's my daddy.
When I'm around, her moms can't even rock. And her moms gets mad.
Because you're probably the fun guy in the room.
Yeah. I play with her like...
No discipline.
Like, I act like I'm 2 when I'm around her, too. So I become a 2-year-old. So.
But you were so excited, I remember, when you told me you were having a baby.
Yeah, man. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous, man. She's a gift from God, man.
Okay.
It changed my life, totally.
And let's talk about your other baby, this album.
Oh, yeah. Greatest Story that's finally, probably,
the
well, now finally will
be
told.
Yeah.
Shout out to Justin Smith, a.k.a. Just Blaze.
You know what I mean? Oh, my God. Okay, first
yeah,
and foremost.
It's been a long one.
How many songs that were on the original album are still on that album?
About 11, probably.
Really? You didn't have to change anything?
8? Nah, 8, yeah, probably. But there's a lot of sample issues and things.
Okay.
You know, certain samples we couldn't clear. So we changed up a few stuff, added some new stuff, and we're still in the process of doing that. So we got about probably one more song to finish up, and that's what I'm going in the studio with Just tonight. And
so you and Just Blaze are still good with each other because y'all
go
at it.
We brothers, man. That's my brother, man. Like, when my mom's passed last year, and his mom's pretty much adopted me. She was like, okay, I got another son now, so... I'm cool with the family, Aunt Nini, the whole family. They just embrace me. Our relationship is so much beyond business.
I know. You guys are like family. I remember hearing some story where you like got into a fight at somebody's...
Oh, his mom's, his mom's his birthday. His mom's jumped in. His mom's bangs out.
So what happened? Because I vaguely heard this story.
A friend of mine that I bought with me started fighting with security, you know, and it turned into a big melee. It was a Just Blaze birthday party and his mom's was there. So one of my friends went to jump in and Just mom's grabbed him and he kind of like didn't see who it was. So he kind of like trying to get loose.
Oh.
So I almost had to choke him.
Damn.
That is ridiculous.
That's family though. Family
shit. But you know, that's all love, man. I got mad love for them. They show me unconditional, for me not to be related to them, you would think I grew up in the same house the way they embraced me and shit.
And Saigon's been up here causing problems before, and we show him unconditional love,
too. Yeah. They always welcome me back. Shout out to Reef. Shout out to Reg. Shout out to everybody, man, up here. Shea 45.
And you're under new management. What's up with that?
Yeah, man. I got the new management team. I got something better than management. I got a brotherhood. I got some big brothers who are legends in this game and giving me guidance and giving me... you know, advice and just helping me guide, because my problem has never been my talent.
Right.
It's never been, oh, he can't rap or he can't make good records. I always had that, but it was always me making dumb decisions. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I made a lot of stupid decisions.
And we're going to get into that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the history of decisions that you've made and how we're going to move forward in the future to fix everything and make it right and put this album out next year. 888
888-845
is the number. Call us up.
Uh-huh.